You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman, who's giving me trouble off the air.
Oh, my goodness. Because I'm clicking.
Like, hey, we're coming back from break.
How old am I? How old are you? Wait a second. What just happened?
here's what we are ready to talk about, Tammy, is, and this is a favorite topic of ours, is the top strategies to be smart with your money. Okay, our whole website was designed all around this as being smart with your money, smartwithyourmoney.com. And these are strategies that we're going to try to get them into a two-segment section here. For the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about all the things you can do to be smart with your money.
Sure.
And when we look at, look at my story, okay, so I grew up in a trailer and thought, when I was young, I thought that success was going to be like having a big house and having nice cars. And through buying real estate and owning a mortgage company, I was able to achieve my dreams of success, I thought. Okay, well, I bought that $1 million home, had the nice cars, and then the economy crashes and I realized that wasn't success. Okay, that was a nightmare. Like, that literally was a nightmare to me, because having all that debt was not smart. So now I was able to start over, and you and I, Tammy, when we got together, we thought very much alike, and we thought from a standpoint that start with being very frugal and living below our means.
Yeah, I'm sitting there shaking my head. You guys can't hear me.
Yes, shake your head verbally.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think that's, and that is a common struggle between relationships with people. In a married couple or partnerships, it's a situation that comes up a lot, is just not having a like-mindedness around finances. And I think that's what helps us become a little more successful at it. And then we get to coach friends and family and those of you that listen to the show. I mean, thank you for very much for that.
And one of the first things we coach people into, mm-hmm, is to have a written budget.
That's right.
The other night we had some friends come over and we helped them create their written budget because they'd never had one before.
Never had one. We had a lot of emotion around it. We went through everything. It took how many hours? It
took 5 hours.
5 hours.
Literally to go line by line through their budget.
Right. And then, there's emotions attached to it from both sides, the male, the female mindset and all that. And that's why having that written budget is important. Because you get through some of the unspoken assumptions. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yes, it is.
I assume you're not going to overspend this month,
Doesn't always happen.
So, I mean, I think that's important. If we could just reach to every new couple, newlyweds or even before, this is so important to do.
They should take this course.
Definitely.
Smart with your money.
Definitely so.
Well, and the next thing that I really want people to know, like one of our fundamental principles of being smart with your money, is to save first and then spend what's left. Mm-hmm. Okay. And versus the opposite, what most people do is they spend money, and then if there happens to be something left at the end of the month, they're going to save it. Mm-hmm. But it's frequently very little. And sometimes because of credit cards, you can easily spend more than what you made. So think in advance what percent of your income you want to save, and you save that, you put it to the side, and you can only spend what's left. Mm-hmm. Do not run up credit card debt.
That's right. And if you're catching yourself saying that you're living paycheck to paycheck, clearly you probably don't like that feeling. So the only way to change it is to,
is to lower your expenses.
Is to lower the expenses and figure out where the holes are and where you need to plug them up.
And that's really where we're going to go next with this, yep, Tammy, is how do you plug those holes and what can you do to decrease your spending? And we have some really good strategies coming up for you here. So in case you just joined us, you listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top strategies to be smart with your money. Mm-hmm. All right. So Tammy, one of my favorites is talking about cars. Mm-hmm. Because, I'm in the mortgage industry and a house is really important. And we've spent a lot of time talking about mortgages and, getting the right mortgage. But at least a mortgage is an appreciating asset. A car is a depreciating asset. And one of the largest areas where I see people waste money. So, Tammy, one of my first prescriptions is to buy a used car. So do not buy a new car. Buy a used car, and I typically like 2 to 5 years old. What do you think?
I think that's fair, and we have a really good friend, Dan Grosvenor, at Five Star Auto Sales. I'll plug him for him. But he's actually one guy that he comes from the same space. He understands the needs that people have, and you want a reliable car. I think that's what comes to mind when you go and you think you're going to buy a brand new car, but brand new cars have problems too. The cool thing with buying from Dan, and I'm sure there's other car dealers out there that do this, but he does a warranty on these cars. And so there's a little more peace of mind with that. So buy used, save $25,000.
Yeah, when you look at a depreciation curve, how fast does a car depreciate? Well, those first couple of years, it depreciates massively.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it starts to slow down over time. So
that's right.
One of the next strategies when it comes to buying cars is to pay cash. Mm-hmm. So if you can pay cash, that's the ultimate position to get to, is to pay cash for cars. Now, we understand you may not be in a position at this moment to pay cash for your next car, so you want to put yourself in that position longer term. Okay, so start thinking about how long do you have left, to be able to pay your car off.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's paid off, how long can you continue to drive that car once it's paid off?
Right. We had dinner with my godfather and godmother the other night, and they said one of their things that had them succeed was that when they did buy new, because there were a couple times they did, that they drove the cars longer than everybody else.
Right.
And so there was just, they were conscious of keeping the upkeep on the cars, and it just made sense to them to keep them longer.
And we'll ask the question that how long can you drive it once it's paid off? So as an example, if it's going to be 3 years, you think you can drive it. Okay, well, how much will you spend on your next car?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're going to spend $15,000 on your next used car. 3 years after that one's paid off. Well, this means you need to start saving $417 a month for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you paid cash for the car, you make a car payment to yourself. Okay, you start making that $417 a month car payment to yourself for the next 3 years, and you'll be able to pay cash for the next car.
Just out of curiosity, what's the largest car payment you've ever had or that you've had someone come in your office and have?
Well, fortunately, I haven't had a car payment in many, many years.
We haven't.
But I've had people come in with $1,200 car payments.
Yikes.
And very commonly, we see $600 and $700 car payments. And when I see 72-month loans on cars, that's scary because you are upside down the entire time you own that vehicle.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy.
Unless you pay it off early, I guess. But.
Right. Okay, so here's one of the other benefits of paying cash is you end up driving a car longer. And that's what I would definitely encourage people to drive your car longer because you have to end up calculating your yearly cost to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about paying cash for a car or having the car paid off, there's a couple ancillary benefits to it that I think go by people they don't really think about. So first is with insurance. So with your car insurance, you can take a higher deductible if you don't have a car loan. If you have a car loan, a lot of times they will lock you in where you have to have a $500 deductible. Well, if you have a good emergency fund, well, now you need to take a higher deductible because you'll have lower insurance premiums. And also, the longer you drive that car, so if you have a lower valued car, your personal property tax is lower.
That's true.
So when you're figuring if you calculate your yearly cost to drive a vehicle, it's very important. So figure out what's the interest that you're paying as part of your yearly cost. What's the insurance to drive it? Because a $60,000 car, the insurance could be more expensive than a $15,000 car. How much is the personal property tax? How much is the gas? How much is the maintenance? And how much is the depreciation?
Right.
Because there's a point where the maintenance gets so expensive that it starts to offset what
and
it costs for the more
right, and that's
car.
What you and I did too. We had to gauge that and figure out, we need a different car.
Yeah, not a new car.
Right. We just need a different
new to
car.
Us.
That's right.
All right, so next, I touched on insurance a little bit, but my next place that I think people can save money is insurance.
Mm-hmm. You mean home insurance?
Home insurance and car insurance.
Car insurance, okay.
Okay, so the first thing, and I started doing this in 1998, and when I read this in a book, and it was a great strategy, and I did it, and I've employed it ever since. So raise all of your deductibles. Okay. And shop your insurance every few years because, you know, not every insurance company may, every insurance company has a niche that they like to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if the niche that they're filling is you or not. So you may want to shop that every few years. And then the third thing with insurance is understand your coverage and cut out the areas that are unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So is there medical coverage
right.
as part of it, but you already have health insurance, so you don't need it.
Right, right. And it's always a good rule of thumb to just kind of, it is every 2 years that you should at least have that policy checked out.
It is.
For sure.
All right, so top strategies to be smart with your money.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through our first several points, and the best is yet to come. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman. We are talking about the top strategies to be smart with your money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tammy. So what is the next one on your list?
This is probably our favorite story, is the cable.
Cutting the cable.
Cutting the cable. When we met, I had just gone through my divorce. I was going through my divorce and met you, and I hadn't watched TV. I hadn't had TV over a year.
And you guys literally didn't even have a TV.
I did not have a TV. Yeah.
Certainly didn't have cable, but you guys didn't even have a TV.
Yeah. And so anyway, at any rate, I was pretty well used to actually going outside and looking at the stars for entertainment. And so I told you that, and then you're like, well, I think that's a good way to save some money. And when we told your kids, oh, my God, the horror, the crying. I wish we would have videotaped.
Oh, I videotaped it.
You have some of it, but not their initial reaction.
Yeah, not the initial. But what was funny was when I got out my phone to start videotaping, they're like, are you taping this? And I got even more upset.
Oh, my goodness sake. So it's like, okay, well, clearly, they've been addicted to, because I think the big concern was that they wouldn't have any
Cartoon Network and things like that.
Channels or something. So anyway,
and this
I just
like
think
2000,
that's funny.
Yeah, this is like 2011 when this happened. So back then, Netflix wasn't as prevalent. Amazon Prime Videos, Hulu, things like that. We were starting to watch them, but not as much.
Yeah, I had a Netflix account.
Right.
So
we were already watching Netflix. So cutting cable.
Yeah.
Cutting the cable saved us about $2,000 per year.
Yep.
That's a significant amount of money. Find something to put $2,000 a year back in your budget. That's a lot.
That's right. There's a lot.
And I'd put internet into that same category too.
Shopping the internet.
You shop the internet because we just switched recently, and I'll say that in St. Louis area, Charter was by far the best deal. It was basically $45 a month with unlimited, where with AT&T they were trying to charge they actually gave data limits if you didn't have UVerse TV. Well, no, thank you.
Right. Yeah, we were blowing through
that. Yeah, we were blowing through 1 terabyte limits. We were blowing through that. It's like, all right, we have to switch.
Right.
Done.
But it's just kind of funny what we get attached to, what we think it needs to be. So cable was a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Next one on the list is food. Mm-hmm. Food is another area where you can save a lot of money. And Tammy, you and I both researched this and saw that 40% of food goes to waste.
It does. It does. So, I mean, this sounds, because you and I were talking about the waste in the house, and we would buy those big bag of chips. I mean, yeah, we buy unhealthy stuff sometimes, but we would have the chips. And then I started going to the little chip bags, and you're like, this costs way much more. They're wasting. We waste a whole bag of chips because no one knows how to put a chip clip on. I don't care. So that's,
that's counterintuitive.
Because you'd think
you buy the larger quantities, you're going to save money.
Right. But it was going to waste, and I was throwing bags of chips away. So we cut back on that stuff and the chips and all that good stuff. But here's the other thing I want to also tell you is that, because we're trying to eat healthier, and it does not. There is a myth that eating healthy costs more? I guess it can. Depends on where you shop. But if you really pay attention, you can shop on a dime and still eat healthy.
Okay. So, and that's when we talk about shopping. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of food snobs. Mm-hmm. And you and I, we shop at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I shop in a couple different places. Yeah. But yeah.
And we don't go to Sam's or Costco you can't get the generics at Sam's. So without getting the generics there, or at least very, very few generics, you have Sam's Club stuff. But in most cases, you can't get the generics, and you end up having to buy in such large quantities that you have waste again.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take the cost of the membership and then divide that into it, also it drives up the cost some. So Walmart's worked out the best for us, and we buy great value everything. Like almost, there's only a few name brand things we buy because it really makes a difference on the food. Most of it's coming off the same assembly line.
Right.
So people that are going to the more expensive stores, I would think twice about it.
I've gone to Aldi's and saved money there.
Yeah, Aldi's is great. Shop and Save is good.
Yep.
But go to the discount stores and save money. Also, you're just watching the waste, like planning out those meals and eating the leftovers.
Correct.
Put dates on them so that you know how long they've been
in them. When it's a science experiment, that's a little above. So let's get to the next one. Entertainment. Now, this is a big one for you. So why don't you take that one?
All right. So entertainment is just how can you have entertainment for the family that,
you have a dad that's a juggler.
without breaking the bank. Yeah. I was a professional juggler. I can entertain with that. Well, but like as an example we've used before is going to the Dollar Theater.
Right.
The Dollar Theater out in St. Charles is closed now. But we used to take, five of our kids plus the two of us for $7. Mm-hmm. And then we would get the bottomless popcorn and the bottomless soda mm-hmm. for another $13. So for $20, we could take seven of us out to the movies and have mm-hmm. all the popcorn and all the soda they wanted to drink.
Yeah,
that's pretty cheap.
That was the life.
Right, now it's closed, unfortunately.
Now it's closed.
But
yep,
we watch a lot more stuff at home. But being very selective about how much you pay for entertainment.
Well, and there's the Groupon. There's all kinds of specials that are out there, and you can get that kind of stuff and save money there.
All right, next on the list, one of my favorites is recurring memberships.
That's right.
Okay, this is the death of your budget, are recurring memberships.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become what I call allergic to monthly expenses. Anything that I sign up for, like if I can pay cash for it, that's great. But if it's going to be recurring every month, that scares the heck out of me, and I just want to keep it to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Like I try to create a lot of pain around even a $5 expense that we add every month.
I'm pretty sure I've seen rashes break out on you.
Yes. Become allergic to it.
That's
so just
right.
Here's the rule is if they're going to give you the first month free and then they're going to start to charge you after that, either don't sign up or you better have a really good system to remind yourself to cancel that thing before you're done.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. So, and then the next one is having all the toys, and you have this in big capital letters on my paper.
Well, and this is just about keeping up with the Joneses. This is about having all those fun little gadgets, all the, the toys, the adult toys could be the car, like the sports car. It could be that high-end hi-fi stereo system, maybe an outdated term. I don't know. But the expensive things that cost a lot of money when I say having all the toys. So just be cautious to not go buy every little toy that you want, even as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And the one that you have down, and I think we have mixed feelings on childcare, but because you still want to provide a good place for your kid to go. But so I guess what's in your brain on that one?
All right. So childcare, I'm putting on the list of a place where people spend a lot of money because I think there are a lot of these childcare places that have worked out the best sales presentation. They tell you about some proprietary teaching method that's going to turn little Johnny into a genius. And most of the time, I think it's bunk. I mean, I just think that a lot of times that's bunk, and there's not going to be that big of a difference from one to another. Some maybe, but in most cases, I think you're going to spend an arm and a leg on childcare, and you've got to find ways to spend less on childcare.
I guess what I have to say on that is just to really shop it around and shop out the deal and not be afraid to ask for a negotiated price or something like that. Because, you can go to daycare and whatever your goal is for your kiddo to learn or if it's to play, you got to figure that out.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. The next one on our list.
Second homes.
Second homes, yeah. So why is second homes on the list? Well, a second home is a non-necessity for sure. And with second homes, I'm also going to put boats on here. Okay, because boats and second homes are areas that
wouldn't
are
that
non-necessities.
Be toys?
Yeah, that would definitely, that could fit into having all the toys. But second homes, if you really do the math on it, and I'm not saying to never have a second home, but I'm saying at least do the math. If, what if you go to the Lake of the Ozarks or Innsbruck or wherever it is, what if you have some friends that have a place and you stay with them? What if the two or three times that you go during the year, you rent a place or you Airbnb it? That will save you so much money rather than owning that second home.
True. That's true. Let's see. The next one is the latte effect. So this is exactly that. Going to the coffee stores, Starbucks, we'll name a few. But staying out of the convenience stores, it's real easy to go in and grab that soda or a bag of chips or whatever it is.
Or cigarettes.
People are smokers. I didn't think about that.
So the latte effect is just that regular amount of money that people spend that they just don't even realize they're doing anymore.
Well, and my habit, and if you've listened over the times, you know about my sweet tea addiction. So,
and that's a cheap one though, comparatively. I mean, $1 sweet tea from McDonald's compared to $5 Starbucks every day.
Yeah,
a lot of people get. Well, it adds up to a lot of money.
Yeah, the amount of money I saved, $1,200. So,
all right, next one on the list are cell phone plans.
Yep.
Really important to shop around the cell phone plans. And I'll tell you, the loss leader right now is when they build into your contract, either build in your contract for the upgrades or
the upgrade on phones.
Right, to upgrade to the new phone, or they have the next plan where you're constantly paying for this upgrade. Stop doing it. Don't buy the $850 phone that they finance for you. We buy ours on eBay. I buy used on
unlocked
eBay.
Unlocked phones, yep.
Yeah, so I'll buy an iPhone 6 on eBay for $250 versus having to have the latest and greatest and paying $950 that they charge for them, and just the fact that they finance it for you, it's a waste.
So next one is clothing. And again, this is just not having to buy the name brand, or if you do, go to a thrift store or go somewhere that, you know, has some discounted prices.
Yeah, you are the master of the thrift store, Tammy. You come home with some great buys. I'm wearing thrift store clothes right now, actually.
Yeah, you look good.
The next one is gifts and Christmas. You can reduce the amount of money you spend on gifts. You can zero cost your holidays by selling stuff that you already own if you want to.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times.
We've done it several times. We zero costed our Christmas.
Yep. We sold all the junk that they don't want to play with anymore.
So in the end, okay, those are most of our strategies. And in the end, you have to manage the details in life. It will pay you a lot of money to manage the details. And there also are ways that you can set up your bank accounts. We have recommended setups for that that can make this process a lot easier. So if you want to be smart with your money, visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, and look for the blog post about the top strategies to be smart with your money, and go through these and see where you can put some money back in your budget. And I want to remind everybody, too, that September 24th is a countdown to our last show on FM News Talk 97.1. So go to our website and register as a fan so we can keep in touch with you after the Doug Haldeman Show leaves 97.1 and we become strictly our podcast, which has been a national podcast. We will see you next week.